the sailor, and they heard his tale of a world that was so far away, and a song that we'd never heard, a song of a little bird who fell in love with a whale. He said, you can't
Thanks for keeping it on your freeform station. We hope you're enjoying the music. 91.5 WMFO Medford and worldwide at WMFO.org.
I fell asleep down by a stream. Now I have the strangest dream. Down by Brennan's Glen. I don't know where I built a nest out of your hair, and climbing up into the air, the briar and the rose. I don't it has been, but I was born in Brennan's Glen, near the end of spring there grows a briar and a rose. I picked the rose one early morning, I pricked my finger on a thorn. They'd grown so close, the winding wove the briar around the rose. I tried to tear them both apart. I felt a bullet in my heart, all dressed up in spring's new clothes, briar and the rose. When I'm buried in my grave, tell me so tears will fall to make love grow, the briar and the rose. When I'm buried in my grave, tell me so I will know, your tears will to make them grow, the briar and the rose. Your tears will fall to make them grow, the briar. We'll be right back.
time, and it's quiet now. Took a matter with her, left town. Took a matter's eye, stole a matter's heart. It's a compromise. We now share that pot and she's gone. Think she can walk now. Think she can walk now. Think she can walk. I've seen her walking. Touches and falls, and when I'm not looking, leans onto the wall, and she'll hold on to me only when she wants, and she'll fall and be up again. It's part of the fun, but she's gone. Think she can walk now. Think she can walk now. She can walk. She's gone. And it's quiet now. Took a matter with her, left town. Took a mother's eye, stole a mother's heart. It's a compromise. We now share that pot and she's gone. And it's quiet now. Took a matter with her, left town.
is Steven Pinker, and you are tuned in to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM, Pure Pleasure Technology, Tufts Freeform and Educational Radio.
Leave your cares behind, come with us and find the pleasures of the journey to the center of the mind.
Last summer was earthquake weather. By November, this tune. on the strip where the road is wide. Two cool shorts stand side by side. My raked Impala and a stick 88. Rev an engine while we wait. Last I see, the road is clear. And above roaring engines, we strain to hear. Declining numbers at even rate. At one, we both accelerate. My Chevy's light and the tires spin. But that heavier Oldsmobile digs in. Its lake pipes thundering, the 88's churning. My Impala is squirreling and my tires are burning. Stick 88 is winding out low, but now my Impala is starting to go. Riding the clutch to get that traction. My pressure plate's burning, but now I'm in action. I gotta be cool, that's all for low. Power shift second, hey, here we go. Pedal on the floor and those dual quads drinking. That 88's lead sure is shrinking. More pony, that's no good, and I've got more cubes under my hood. Now the 88's deck is coming up fast, but he shifted too soon and he'll never last. I'm redlined in second, and ahead there's a grade. The old's still in high, and he's gotta fade. Half a length more, now we're neck and neck. There's Dead Man's Curve, but what the heck? Just time before the blind grade, and he won't pull over, or I'd have it made. So I'll cross the double line and I'll show this guy. So it's now or never, do or die.
To be everybody. We are
Lady Antebellum.
Before every show, we practice. Gotta be prepared.
Exactly. And the American Red Cross wants us to be prepared, too. Prepared for disaster. This
world. Just take 3 steps to be Red Cross ready. Create a disaster supplies kit with water, food, and a first aid kit. Make a family communication plan and listen to local radio and TV reports to stay informed.
It's that simple. To learn more, visit redcross.org or contact your local Red Cross chapter today. Thank you so much.
Oh, came here just to see Marlene. No more doctors, no more treatments now, just friends and family. When she walks into the backyard, you can see it on her face. Marlene is where the hospice people call the sacred place. Marlene can see the light that shines out from the other side. That light is all around her now. That light is in her eyes. It flies off of her fingers as she dances with her son, and it splashes on the faces of these people that she loves. They circle her as music starts to play. She is dancing like an angel to a song by Marvin Gaye. Marlene is not quite here. Marlene is not quite gone. She's dancing somewhere between this yard and the great big blue beyond. Marlene can see the light that shines out from the other side. That light is all around her now. That light is in her eyes. It flies off of her fingers as she dances with her son, and it splashes on the faces of these people that she loves. To see Marlene. Soon they will all go home and think over these things that they have seen. I think all that she is saying is make time for those you love. As she dances between worlds here in the backyard with her son, Marlene can see the light that shines out from the other side. That light is all around her now. That light is in her eyes. It flies off of her fingers as she dances with her son, and it splashes on the faces of these people that she loves. She is lighting up the faces of these people that she loves.
This is Dan Dennett, and you are tuned in to WMFO in Medford. 91.5 FM, Tufts Educational Radio.
So enough.